Biotic.
Welcome to America Tonight. From every nook and corner across this great nation, what are you thinking about today after the Iowa caucuses as we get ready to roll in 5 days into New Hampshire? Mitt Romney, of course, to recap things for you. As you know, edges out Rick Santorum for the Iowa win by a mere 8 votes. Upon further review, bye-bye Michelle Bachmann. She decides to step aside, as she said, and give up the race after finishing 6th in the Iowa caucus. And Texas Governor Rick Perry decided to think about it, but when he got up to run in the morning, tweeted to his followers that he was in and headed for South Carolina. He's kind of hopscotching over New Hampshire. He realizes, oh, South Carolina, that's where they pick the winners, and I've got a tie to the South. New Hampshire, though, is very important for everybody who is still in the race. And here we've gone through this rigmarole for 6 months, even before that, but 6 months when you started to have the debates. And obviously people, like many of you listening to my voice right now, were interested in what was happening because it showed up in the ratings, whether it was Fox or NBC or ABC or CNBC or whatever network. When there were debates, people were paying attention because the ratings were pretty good. It's like a reality television show with politicians. And is that because more people are fed up with Obama than the Democrats think? Not just Republicans, but independents and Democrats. I have friends who are as conservative as they come, and I have friends who are as liberal as they come. I'm an equal opportunity friend. So it makes for interesting conversation, trust me, because the gloves at my dinner table always come off. You know, you're not supposed to talk about religion or politics. Oh, no. Everything is fair game, just like on this show, on this overnight highway. Everything is fair game. Let's talk about it. Why do we have to pretend and have all these niceties and not say what we're thinking? You can still be nice and say what you're thinking, after all, right? So Mitt Romney is absolutely the guy. He's the establishment guy. Is he the right candidate? Is he who you see beating Barack Obama? Or maybe you support Obama and you hope it's Romney because you think Romney doesn't have a chance and you're glad it's not Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey or somebody else who was thrown up as a potential Republican presidential candidate. There are a couple that I thought would have been good early going. And Chris Christie, I'm not so sure. He had a lot of support, but I don't think he was the guy. I don't think this was his time. He was smart not to do that, to just go back and forth and tease with that. But he wasn't the guy. So who is it ultimately that strikes a chord with you? See, I have this belief that deep down what we really want, I don't care where you're from, what your accent is, what your background is, that we want people around us to be who they are. We want people to be authentic. We don't want phony. We don't want propped up, overly polished. We don't want that. So what is it that you, besides authenticness, because I think that's a key, what is it that we need in this president? With the economy, with the deficit the way it is, with the question that we always ask, we're ripping it off from the commercial, of course, but what's in your wallet? That has to weigh heavily into this election. The unemployment factors, the scare over Social Security, you know, a myriad of things. Here's what Mitt Romney had to say after, you know, now we're moving off from Iowa. He had to say this afterwards, and many of the things he's been asked about, when people talk about capitalism and, oh, capitalism, it's the evil, it's the worst, even though that is our form of government of what we have succeeded with for however long. And he talks about the corporations this way. Take a listen.
When a business has profit, it can do good things. Give it to the shareholders and grow the enterprise. And by the way, the only way it can hire people is if it grows the enterprise.
All right, I agree with that, actually. He's right. I mean, when it comes to dollars and cents, he's a chip off the old block. The problem with the corporations is when they take the greed is good to another level and they're making 150, I've said this a zillion times, but they make 150 times what the average worker makes. Something's wrong with that. I mean, you can't justify that when you're laying people off all over the place. And we have to do the American-made thing much, much more. In fact, coming up this hour, I got a great segment for you, a brand new one we're going to unveil called Made in America. You asked for it. You got it. I've been talking about it for a long time, but we're going to do it each and every week here on America Tonight. I'm also going to let you hear, coming up in our next segment, what Newt Gingrich had to say, because the blood is in the water. He is chumming the water. You know that you do that for sharks. He's chumming the water, taking off the gloves, and going after Mitt Romney. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Now, I could hang up and call back in the next hour on the Made in America segment.
I know you could.
That is my favorite. Okay, that young lady in Oklahoma should be applauded. And, my God, I'll give her credit for the presence of mind to block her door and give her baby a bottle to keep it quiet. Because I'm sure that's why she did.
Yeah, I agree with you.
To help protect it. And I know this. Because when I was quite young, long before I went into law enforcement, my husband had left a .22 Beretta with me when he was deployed to Vietnam. And I had twins at home. They were about 6 months old. And some guy tried to break in.
Mm.
I didn't even think twice. Because I'd been popping guns since I was about 15.
Right.
And I just shot him.
Did you kill the guy?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, sadly, I did not. But he was wounded enough until a police... And back then, we didn't have 9/11.
Sure.
So I had to go to the phone and actually dial a whole number. And I just said, come. I shot an intruder. And I just dropped the phone, went outside, and just kept my gun on him.
Wow, good for you.
And I thought, you know, I wish... You know, and the lady from Connecticut...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, if I lived in a state like that... I would move. I would leave.
Listen, Izzy, that's a lot of the gun laws out there, especially in the Northeast. You know, Mark in New York that calls up all the time, that's New York.
Yeah. We got to get Mark a computer. He would be absolutely lethal with a computer.
But he'd be
really
arrested.
that long young lady, I applaud her, and I applaud the police department for not filing charges. Because so many are quick to do that. And, my God, people die because of these home intruders. And they get a lot of this info, believe it or not, through obituaries. People scan the obituaries every day to see who died, if the widow is elderly, or like this young girl, very young. And God bless her for having a gun in the house. I when I started hearing that, I just popped right up. I'm like, what is this? Because I hadn't read about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. I'm so glad you called. You're the perfect person to call and start off the show. Thanks, Izzy.
Thanks.
She, you know, look, it's like Izzy said, she had the presence of mind. 18, you know, I grew up in the Northeast. I grew up in Jersey, and just like Trisha called before from Connecticut, there's just no way. You didn't have guns. You couldn't have guns. But can you imagine in Oklahoma? Yeah. And maybe Izzy's right. That's what they did, scour the obituaries. Or maybe it was neighbors who started to talk about it. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Party on the Overnight Highway with me, Kate Delaney, talking about, of course, the results, the carnage, the collateral damage of the Iowa caucus. Nah, there's not collateral damage, actually. This is the fun stuff, because now we got some real results, albeit you're talking about a handful of delegates, really. It always sounds like massive numbers, but it's still significant. I mean, look, Michelle Bachmann is out of it. She said, forget it. She's stepping aside because is she going to try to make money, try to raise a whole bunch of money when she's in trouble and continue the farce of that she could get elected? It's just not her time. There's no way. She wasn't going to be the candidate. Mitt Romney is the establishment guy. He's the guy who really has the influential portion of the Republican Party behind him. But is he the people's candidate? You know, talking about authenticness and, you know, I'm anxious. I have talked to Mitt Romney in the past. And he was nice to me, very gracious. But as all politicians are with people in the media, they know how to talk to people in the media. I was actually doing a sports/news thing, and he was great and kibitzed with me back and forth. And I'll be anxious to talk to him, actually, in New Hampshire, because we're taking the show up to New Hampshire. Talk to him, talk to Dr. Paul, talk to Rick Santorum, talk to all kinds of pundits and everybody who's there, because that's what it becomes. In fact, it'll be interesting, because the amount of media coverage, I'm almost glad I'm hooked up to talk, because if you were a reporter, I've been down that road one time before in helping somebody. I was actually doing a talk show, and I had to go and cover the president. And boy, they check you out, what a million background checks or whatever, and that's fine. But when you are there, when a president is at one of those photo op spots, one of those opportunities, oh, it's like the White House media, they are like jackals. They will knock you over, punch you in the eye. Talk about getting rough, that now Newt Gingrich is out for blood and things are going to be rough and it's time that some of the candidates are really going to start to pounce, when you cover politics, especially from a national level, from a reporting standpoint, like I said, I jumped in for somebody to help them. Boy, that was a real eye-opener as to how aggressive and rude a lot of the people were, major people that you see night in and night out standing with a microphone. And, you know, here's the thing. They had to be that way. They had to be super aggressive because there's so many to try to get in and scream out a question. You're just really fighting. So now this is what happens. The gloves are completely off, and it's all about somebody getting a hold of this thing. Is it Mitt Romney? I mean, the Republicans, I think, absolutely want to nominate Mitt Romney. You know, how do they end this process as soon as possible? I think that is what's on the minds of many of the establishment. They want to end this as soon as possible and focus on Romney and push away Ron Paul or push away Rick Santorum. I mean, the rank and file Republicans, that's what I think they want to see happen. They don't want to see Rick Santorum catapult into the spotlight and grab some of this attention. Now, for all of you listening to me, that might not be what you think, but I'm talking about people with the real power, the people who know how to mobilize other people in the right positions, because I'm sorry, that's what it is when you go to run. You have to have that. So now this race is going to get really nasty, really negative. Romney and the super PACs are going to bombard the negative ads. I mean, they already did to put a halt to Newt Gingrich in Iowa. They're going to do the same thing, I am certain of it, to Rick Santorum. Ron Paul absolutely will be on the hit list. There's no question about it. And so Gingrich is fighting back. Here's what Newt, I want you to listen to this. It's a little bit lengthy, but there's a reason for the madness. Listen to what Newt Gingrich has to say now.
Governor Romney is a moderate Massachusetts Republican to the left of the vast majority of Republicans. I find it amazing the news media continues to say he's the most electable Republican when he can't even break out in his own party. And I don't think he'll do fairly well here. This is one of his three best states. But the fact is that Governor Romney, in the end, has a very limited appeal in a conservative party. And by the way, if you look at the dollars spent by Romney and the dollars spent by Santorum, you'd praise Santorum too.
Last night in Des Moines, you congratulated Senator Santorum for the race he ran in Iowa, but I rather pointedly declined to congratulate Governor Romney, the eventual winner there. I'm wondering why.
Because I know you'd be a man of great professionalism. I know that's a rhetorical question, and a good one. Look, first of all, if you're supposedly the front runner and you've run twice and spent millions of dollars, somebody just sent me an email a few minutes ago saying his 66 additional votes over 2008 came at a cost of about $100,000 a vote. Other than the fact that Governor Romney ran a relentlessly negative campaign of falsehoods, which earned one of his ads four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, and the fact is three out of four Republicans rejected him. You know, Governor Romney's whole strategy was to hold on, have the conservative vote split many, many ways, and continue to look like he was the strongest because he could aggregate 25%. Which, if you have five or six or seven candidates, you know, may make some sense. But as you gradually narrow down, it becomes more and more obvious that people go to anybody but Romney. And I think that Bachman's folks will probably end up being split largely between Santorum and me, and almost none of them will go to Romney because he just doesn't fit. He doesn't fit culturally. He doesn't fit ideologically with the people who found Michelle Bachman to be attractive.
Wow, so how about that? I let Gingrich loose there so you could get a sense of what he was talking about. And one of the things that he mentioned, because of the Iowa caucuses, which I think there is something about the narrowing that happens when you get the real stuff. So the caucus is good for that, but the numbers are not huge when you talk about the amount of people that come out for that. The numbers, and that's what he was referring to, 100,000 a vote for the extra votes over 2008. It's still a very small number of people overall. But the idea is it's the litmus test. It's the real stuff. It's going into this. Okay, now down to the primaries. And there's no question that Romney is the guy. He always was the guy. And it depends on what Democrat you talk to as to whether or not they want it to be Romney because of the powerful people that are behind Romney. But if you put Romney up against the incumbent Obama, you know, what happens? Ultimately, for Republicans, they want this thing. I'm talking about the people who are pulling the strings, because trust me, there are people pulling the strings. That's how politics works. They want it to be grilled down to Romney sooner rather than later, because that makes it easier. If you have to drag it all the way out through June, well, then that means more dollars might be wasted. Because remember, this is all about the dollars that people are throwing into the pot in these super PACs, whether it's a corporation that ponies up $1 million or it's the nickel and dime, $5, $10, $15, $20 that individuals are putting. It doesn't matter. I mean, obviously you have to have the big money behind you too. And now it's time to go for the jugular. And that's what Newt Gingrich is doing against Romney. So does he end up hurting Romney? I mean, really cutting him to the point where it's pretty costly. But I think Romney, besides the Gingrich stuff, which already happened, you're going to probably see negative stuff coming out about Paul, but certainly about Santorum. Certainly with Santorum, that's where the money is going to be spent, because they do not want, the Romney people definitely do not want him to skyrocket. But what do you want? That's the question. What are you looking for, really, in a president? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, Made in America. But before we get there, the most intriguing story of the day is this young woman in Oklahoma who wasn't afraid to use her gun when she had to protect her baby. More of the specifics on that. And whether or not you think we need to change some of the strict gun laws in the U.S. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Grabbed a lot of people. The true buzz in your backyards, whether you live in the Northeast, the South, Southwest, flyover states, love those flyover states in the Midwest, in the West, wherever you live in this great country. I mean, this is a story that a lot of people were talking about because some of the details were so shocking. You think, ooh, 18-year-old widow. She has a 3-month-old son. Her husband dies of cancer. And somebody's trying to crack into her place with a 12-inch knife. Two of them are trying to break in. Can you imagine? If in your haze of being despondent and really, let's face it, being concerned about your baby and nursing your wounds, 18 is so young, such a tender age that she's dealing with all these things. And in come these two guys bursting in. I mean, let me rewind this for a second and give you the really good setup here. You have Sarah McKinley in a town called Blanchard, Oklahoma, with the 3-month-old son. She's in her mobile home. She's got two men who are trying to break in on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve is a great time to do that. Think about it. People are half in the bag in some cases. It's dark, whatever. So many things are going on. You know, it's one of those nights, it's a celebratory night, your guard is down a little bit. So she saw what was coming. She threw a couch, you know, pushed the couch quickly in front of one door, went to the bedroom, put a bottle in her baby's mouth, called 911. When she was speaking to the 911 operator, here's what she said.
Your door's locked.
Yes, I've got two guns in my hand. Is it okay to shoot him if he comes in the store?
All right, is it okay to shoot? So what the responder, the dispatcher, Diane Graham, her name was, she said, I can tell you that you can do that. I can't tell you that you can do that, but you do what you have to do to protect your baby. Because, of course, she's right. She couldn't say that. So in the end, she fires her 12-gauge shotgun, kills Justin Martin. That was the one scumbag as he was entering her place. And the other guy survives. He had a knife in his hand, 12-inch blade. And look, she had to make a choice, and she calmly made the choice that was correct. And she's not going to be charged because it was self-defense. So there's no problem there. She was asked whether or not she regretted shooting and killing the guy. And she said, you know, no, because she wanted to protect her kid. Absolutely. So the advice from the 911 operator, some people are disputing that. I think she said the right thing. Do what you have to do to protect your baby. What is she going to tell her? There's a guy. There's two intruders here. I've got my guns, dude. What do I do? So she was pretty calm. You could hear that in her voice. That was the good news. And obviously she was comfortable with the guns, probably grew up around guns, knew how to use it, because she didn't miss. She knew what she was doing. And that's the key thing. I think when people own guns, you have to be comfortable around the guns, not thinking, oh, geez, I've been out to the range a few times, and I kind of feel okay with this, but I've never really had to use it. And there's two thoughts here, that they were after her drugs, painkillers and other drugs that were taken by her husband because he had cancer, so they were assuming that he had all these drugs. And the one guy who didn't get hurt in this and, of course, was picked up by the cops said that his friend had swallowed hydrocodone about a half an hour before they went to the house, which the house was in a very rural area out by itself. He was very aggressive, banging on the doors, and then he got in by smashing one of them with his shoulder. And then the second he did that, you know, he's knocking, she saw what was going on, and then she immediately pulled the trigger, and the other guy ran, and they picked him up. So when he went in the door, she saw that something, she could see the knife, there was something that was glimmering, and she didn't know, you know, she pulled the trigger, she didn't know what happened, but obviously, you know, afterwards saw that she had killed him, and he had this, a knife clutched in his gloved hand. How creepy is that? So the other guy, thank goodness, they catch him. He's charged with first-degree felony murder, because that's the burglary thing. And if you have a death that results, somebody can be charged in the death. How about that? Not her, but the other guy. So he's in jail, and he'll be in court trotted out on Thursday. Now, Blanchard, to give you an idea for people listening all over the place, think of Oklahoma City. You know, they got a basketball team there. It's a good medium-sized city. This place was really remote. We're talking 25 miles south of downtown. So she was out there by herself, pretty much. And by the way, the guy that, one of the guys also had a pistol. So not just a knife, but also a pistol. Uh-huh. And she had a pistol too. She had the 12 gauge and the pistol. So here's ultimately is the question. The argument about guns, I mean, I think this is a great story. This is a good ending here. He was going to rip her off or do whatever. God knows what he was going to do. She was a responsible gun owner at a very young age. She knew what to do. She knew how to protect herself, and she did the right thing. And they say, you know, don't ever shoot outside of your house because you'd be arrested for shooting the person. If they're in the house, then you're okay. Then you can pull the trigger. But it depends on where you live, because all of the laws are different across the country. So here's a case where, for how many times people want to talk when there's an accident with a gun, that the guns are evil, they're bad, they're awful. And then, you know, it goes back to what I say, it's about the owner being responsible, being comfortable, knowing how to use it. And she was clearly one of those people. Instead of panicking, she knew immediately what to do. And state laws vary in what you can do, the level of restriction, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's 44 states that actually have a provision in their constitutions that are pretty close to the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms. But there are exceptions. like California, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, Jersey, and New York. And, of course, the Supreme Court, that's always the thing. The Supreme Court has upheld that the protections of the Second Amendment apply against state governments and their political subdivisions, if you will. That's that McDonald versus Chicago. But the argument is far, far from over. Far, far from over. I mean, you can look at a map. In fact, I was doing that today, going down with what's required where in every state, whether you can carry permits are issued, or there's the assault weapons law, and it's crazy how different it is in state to state. Like Arizona, carry permits, yes, all the way through. Handguns, long guns, you can carry over the age of 21 in most places. You don't even have to have a permit as of July of 2010. And then you can have it's not required, but you can have a concealed carry permit. You can still get that. And there are, I guess, some kind of advantages to that. There's no assault weapons law. So, see, I mean, you could go through every state, and every state is different. In the Northeast, the laws are much stricter. For example, many of you listening to us in the great state of Connecticut, you know. Carry permits, long guns, you know, are carry permits issued for long guns? No. For handguns, yes. And from there, you go to firearm registration, long guns, no, handguns, no. But then there's other things that are attached to that, too. It's pretty complicated, actually, when it comes to Connecticut. And New York and, you know, I've already mentioned some of the other states where it's a no, just a no-no. Forget it, New Jersey. In New Jersey, you know that old thing about bringing a knife to a gunfight. Everybody's bringing a knife. Except for the guys that are coming there to get you. And ultimately, this fight over what is acceptable, what isn't acceptable, what are the gun laws, I mean, that's going to continue to rage on for a very long time. And it's because of anti-gun versus gun. And also in November and December, there were so many more criminal background checks for guns. It's one of the, I know I've said it here on the show, one of the highest times that they've seen in a very long time as far as buying weapons, that a lot of people were buying guns for the holidays, obviously, more than they've seen in a handful of years at least. And what's ultimately the reason for that? Because are there more robberies? Are there more intruders? You certainly have seen that. I know in checking police blotters, we could do the same thing. We could pull a state, we could pull an area, and I think with the economy being so tough, that's happened more, whether it's just a kick, and it's not a jest, but whether it's a kick door robber, somebody trying to look, a junkie looking for drugs, or somebody just trying to do harm to the person, mostly they're looking for stuff. Mostly they're looking for stuff. And I just talked to a detective about this, and besides the guns, because, of course, it depends on the state again. The detective that I talked to told me an interesting thing. He said a dog with a ferocious bark is the best deterrent. And he had interviewed thousands of criminals, and you can put all this stuff about your burglar alarms and ADT and whatever. One of the best things that you could have, besides securing all the windows and everything the best you could, was to have an animal, to have a dog that had a really ferocious sound. How about that? Made in America, coming up next.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Brand new segment here on America Tonight. Proud to say, and we're going to start to interview many of the manufacturers behind some of the things that we're going to tell you about. Randomly, I've gone through and done a bunch of research, and of course we have a huge team at America Tonight, and they're all doing similar thing for me. Now, I don't have the kind of researchers that they have, you know, the 100 people that the Congress folks and the senators have working for them, but we have done some pretty good stuff here lately when it comes to tracking down blankets and jeans and candles and things that many of you are using right now. You know, it's getting cooler in some places, but even if it's not cold where you are, you're certainly sporting some jeans. And at some point, I would assume, you probably have a throw blanket. Even when I lived in California for a brief length of time, everybody thinks it's so hot in California. Trust me, it was half the time it was freezing at night. I lived in central California, so Pismo Beach, San Luis Obispo, then in San Francisco, it's always cool in San Francisco. Even in Southern California at night, it gets really downright chilly. Of course, you're laughing hysterical if you're in Minnesota or Michigan or someplace where you really know about cold. So let's jump right into it. For as far as American made is concerned, I've already talked about gusset jeans before, but there are other jeans that are out there too. There's a thing called Pointer brand, and Pointer have all kinds of types of jeans, because people are funny about the jean thing. Ever since Jessica Simpson. Remember they ripped on her about the mom jeans because they were so high-waisted or whatever? Maybe it was a poor choice, I don't know. But whether you're young, old, somewhere in between, you know, everybody wears jeans at some point. My 93-year-old grandfather, God rest his soul, he died when he was 93, so a couple of years ago. But he had jeans. He looked pretty good in his style and jeans. And he was a Made in America guy at the tail end of his life, by the way. So Pointer Brand, they have low back, they have carpenter jeans. Ugh, I used to wear those a long time ago. Just regular blue jeans. They've got shorts and for children and for adults. And it's all made in the USA since 1913. So they have the newer, trendier stuff. They have the, like I said, the carpenter jeans, the coveralls. You know, you think of painters, but people wear coveralls, you know, even still. And this is a company that you can go on the internet and look at their stuff. Just go to pointerbrand.com. And they're out of Bristol, Tennessee. And I hear they're pretty good. I know some people that have ordered from them before, and they say they're, you know, they're reasonably priced, and it's easy to contact them if you have problems with whatever it is you get with the sizes, but they're pretty good on measuring the size, on, you know, matching up your sizes, and it's 100% cotton, and they've got pre-washed, and they've got all colors from brown duck, Fisher stripe, that kind of stuff, the true classic, the American-looking classic stuff, or as I described, the newer things that some of the teenagers like to wear, the low back. Ugh, I hate those low backs. That gave somebody else a job because then they had to have those in-between shirts. So when you sat down, you didn't get plumber's butt. You know what I'm talking about. And they also have jackets and coats, too. So the denim jackets, the thicker jackets, the hunting stuff for people who hunt, you know, the brush pants that they have. And they have them for all sizes, so for kids all the way through to adults, from small people to bigger people, all that kind of stuff. Like I said, I know two people actually that order from there, and they say they're reasonably priced. In fact, less than, what do they tell me? Less than the Gap. So that says something, right? Less than the Gap, and very dead on right when it comes to sizes. All right, some other stuff made in America besides jeans, and you can also go to Gusset too. If you Google Gusset, their jeans come up, and they have a lot of traditional jeans more than the other stuff that Pointer offers. Okay, so here's something I think that people can relate to when it comes to, you know, blankets. If you go to any shopping center or strip malls or whatever, and you go in and you're looking for blankets, flip them over and look where they're made, and you'll be stunned. China or other places, but not too many made in America, unless they're made by hand and somebody's selling them at the place. You know, somebody's knitted it themselves, but that's a whole different thing. So there's a place called Faribault Blankets, right? And they're made in Minnesota and South Carolina. They have these mill companies. They call them fully vertical woolen mills. Do you know what that means? That means that they have everything's done there. Raw fiber into woven blankets. And they're known, the thing that people order from them the most are those wool blankets. But they also have cotton blankets, and they have been around for a very, very long time. Again, this is a company that has weathered the storm when everybody else was leaving the country because it was cheaper to make it somewhere else. They weren't going to do it. Now, I have one of their blankets. It's called the Melbourne blanket. I like it. It's like a throw, and you could live anywhere. You could be someplace cold, or you could be someplace, like I said, where it just gets chilly at night. And they've been around since 1865. Where'd that accent come from? And they do, like I said, they weave, they make the wool blankets, the throws, any of the kind of accessory type things that people want now, because of course people's styles and whatnot change. And I really, really like it. They'll give you details about the mill. They've got the blankets are come in all shapes and sizes, from a full-on blanket, you know, to cover a bed, to the kind that I have, the throw. In fact, they have a really cool flag throw. Oh, it's beautiful. Pretty pricey for that, but the other stuff I think is reasonable. It's like $150 or something, somewhere in that neighborhood. But the other things that they offer, some of the other throws, aren't quite as expensive. They have scarves, they have, you know, all that kind of stuff. Even on their website now, when I was looking the other day, they have coffee cup sleeves. That would have been a good stocking stuffer. You know, like a little wool coffee cup thing. So that could keep your hands warm if you're standing outside. And it makes sense because Minnesota, that's where they started. That was one of the first places. So it's Faribault.com. Faribaultmill.com will get you there pretty easily. And their stuff is nice. Good presence and lasting quality. And made in America. Would have been easier to go overseas, I'm sure. Would have been a lot cheaper to do that. I mean, that's the thing. For a lot of these companies, it would be much cheaper to have it made in some of these factories in China, or, you know, not just China, India, other places, other countries, Mexico, other spots in Central America. But they're not doing that. They're choosing to keep everything in America, try to keep the people employed. And I think that's a good thing, because there's definitely pressure there, because you can make many, I think in some cases you would make such much bigger profits if more people supported some of these places. Now, the two companies I mentioned to you, I think they're doing okay because they have that history. So they have the households that have loyalty and always go back to them when they're looking for certain things. They know the company. They've heard their family talk about it in the past. So, you know, they go there. Now, this is a big one. If you go to REI, if you camp at all, because I like to bike, I've had to get camping stuff. I'm not a good camper. I'm a terrible camper. I grew up, like, at the Jersey Shore, so there's no camping at the Jersey Shore. Just ask Snooki. So, but there's a cool company that I like, and it's called Western Mountaineering, and they make sleeping bags. So, and it's made in America. A lot of people need sleeping bags. Even kids like sleeping bags when they're in the scouts and whatnot. And they've been around for a long time too. If you go to their website, it's easy to remember, Western Mountaineering. They've got great boots, pretty reasonably priced for all the people that are dealing with cold weather. They have those hooded flash jackets that have the goose down. It's insulated. Really, really pretty, pretty stuff. And the key thing here is, folks, made in America. Repeat after me. Please try to find made in America. Flip over your stuff in your house. I challenge you. Guarantee most of it's made in China. Buy made in America.